In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glorious things are said of Mary. Who is Mary? The great Saint Bernard praises her as a lady full of grace and of virtues, the Mother of God, an advocate for all of humanity, in whom all mercy, all meekness, in whom all tenderness and piety without a mixture of error, she is full of grace. And so for this reason, St. Augustine also tells us that she is so quick to do good to mortals, that so far as no one has ever come to her who has not been heard or helped or been given a remedy. Who is Mary? Mary is a person so powerful that whatever she says, it happens. And so when you and I look at sacred scripture, we see that St. Paul, he says that the fallen children of Eve, that they owe their redemption, their very life, all of their freedom, to the infinite love of our loving Father. But we know something, that we are a special people. Who has been favored so too as we have here within our nation, particularly in the Americas? Because we owe our redemption, we owe our life, and we owe our freedom in a unique way to the infinite love of our Mother Mary. She was the Holy Virgin of Guadalupe. Let us then spend just a few minutes pondering our Mother Mary, because she's the source of our hope. Modern heretics hate the fact that we call Mary our hope. But we say to her all the same, "Hail our hope." We salute her with this greeting. They say that God alone is the one who should be our hope. And they remind us that he curses those who put their trust in creatures. They'll often quote their wise enough to the scriptures, Jeremiah 17:5, and say, "Cursed be the man that trusts in man." Mary, they exclaim, she is but a mere creature, and so how can a creature be our hope? This is why the heretics say that, but the church, what does she do? The church implores all those of true faith to call Mary our hope, and even more, to call her the hope of all. St. Thomas Aquinas has an insight here for us. He says that we can place our hope in a person in two ways. First, we can do so as a principal cause, meaning that from which the direct gift is given. Or we can place it in a person as an intermediate cause. Think of it as an instrumental cause. Those who hope for a favor from a king, for example, hope for it from him as Lord. But they can hope in it from his minister as well, as a friend or as an intercessor, one who is close to him, who they know if they give their request to him, they will get it. If the favor is granted, it comes primarily from the king, but it comes through the instrumentality of the one who is the beloved, the one who is the friend, the one who is the minister of that king. And so in this way, the one who seeks favor correctly calls his intercessor his hope. What about our heavenly king? Our heavenly king, he desires in the highest degree to enrich us with all, to enrich us with every one of his graces. But because we have to increase in trust to receive his goods, he has given us his own mother to be our very advocate, to be our mother. And to her he has given all the power to help us. That's why she is the dispensatrix of every grace. This is the way that God wills that we should rest our hope of salvation and the hope of every blessing in one person, fully human, That is our Mother Mary. Those who place their hopes in creatures alone, independently of God, as the pagans and sinners do, and in order to obtain the friendship and the favor of a man, don't fear God's divine majesty, but rather they presume on God's mercy. These ones are most certainly the ones who are to be called cursed by God, as the prophet Jeremiah says. But those who hope in Mary as the very mother of God, she's the one who's able to obtain graces and eternal life for them. We are truly blessed and acceptable to the heart of God. He desires to see that the greatest of all his creatures, who is Mary, is honored. And why does he desire this? He desires it because she loved and honored him in this world more than all men, more than all the angels combined. It is for this reason, therefore, that we rightly and reasonably call the Blessed Virgin Mary our hope. St. Robert Bellarmine, this great doctor of the Church, tells us that we can trust. We can trust that she shall obtain through her intercession that which we should not obtain by our own unaided prayers. Again, the great theologian Suarez also says, we pray to her in order that the dignity of our intercessor may supply for our own unworthiness. So that to implore the Blessed Virgin in such a spirit is not to mistrust in the mercy of God, but rather a fear of our own unworthiness. And isn't the fact that we have the Blessed Virgin Mary to aid us in our own unworthiness, isn't that a beautiful reality? We now see why the Church, in these beautiful words of Ecclesiasticus, calls Mary the mother of holy hope. She is a Mary of holy hope, a hope which is sanctified by the thrice holy God, to whom she is the espoused. She is the mother who gives birth to holy hope in our own hearts, not only to the hope of the fickle and fleeting goods of this life which come and pass, which the scriptures say, our Lord says, moth and rust destroy, where thieves are able to break in and steal. But we hope in the immense, the eternal goods of heaven, which are safeguarded where our hearts are to be placed. We say to the Mass that our hearts are held on high, sur sum corda, abemus ad dominum. The things we are sure that our Mother Mary can obtain for us are these very things, which we hope from heaven. Listen to what St. Ephrem, that great deacon poet of the Eastern Church, he sings of the praises of Mary. He says, hail then, hope of my soul. Hail, O certain salvation of Christians. O hail, helper of all sinners. Hail, fortress of the faithful and salvation of the world. So now, even in these early hours of morning, in our time of darkness, even while we rest upon our bed of sorrows, in a moment where it feels like the world is totally and in every way against us, in a season where even friend and neighbor have abandoned us, when maybe it feels like those who should love us most are the ones who wound us most and pummel our weak spots without relenting, making all our old wounds begin to bleed and make our complaints known. Where is our hope? From where comes our salvation? Who is our advocate with the great King in heaven? The saints remind us that after God himself, the only hope that we have is in Mary. And therefore, let us boldly proclaim her as she is, with all of her dignities given to her by God himself, to say that after God, Mary is our only hope. Mary, she is our life. She is our sweetness. She is our hope. And that gives us the right to proclaim, as the Church has always prayed, Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.